One, two.
A groundbreaking cancer research project that's involved thousands of people from Guernsey has received a boost today. The UK Chancellor George Osborne has awarded £30 million to the study, which analyses blood samples to try and detect and diagnose the early signs of cancer. Mike Wilkins has our top story tonight. Chief Minister, Jersey's Chief Minister has been setting out his priorities for the next 3 years after he was returned to office unopposed. Senator Ian Gorst was expected to be in competition for the top job with Senator Alan McLean, but Senator McLean pulled out on Friday. The Chief Minister told the BBC's Jen Smith he wants to build on the work he started last term. Shops, bars and clubs in Jersey won't be allowed to display cigarettes and tobacco to the public from this week. New regulations come into force on Thursday, banning any type of promotion of smoking to try and prevent young people from taking it up. Emma Chambers has more. Well, that's it from me tonight, but I hope you'll join next week when I'm back with another edition of Highlands Tonight. And remember, if you've got a story you think we should be covering, please get in touch with us. Until next time, good night.
And then the last job that you all haven't done, let's swap around.